It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 9th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is enjoin, spelled E-N-J-O-I-N. Enjoin is a verb that means to direct or impose by authoritative order or with urgent admonition. It can also mean forbid or prohibit, or to prohibit by a judicial order, to put an injunction on. Here's the word used in a sentence from Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. And yet, to satisfy this good old man, I would bend under any heavy weight that he'll enjoin me to. The word enjoin has the Latin verb jungere, meaning to join, at its root. But the kind of joining expressed by enjoin is quite particular. It's about linking someone to an action or activity by either requiring or prohibiting it. When it's the former at hand, that is, when enjoin is used to mean to direct or impose by authoritative order or with urgent admonition, the preposition to is typically employed, as in, they enjoined us to secrecy. When prohibition is involved, the word from is common, as in, signs enjoin attendees from photographing the event. In legal contexts, enjoining involves prohibition by judicial order through means of an injunction, as in, the judge enjoined them from selling the contract. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.